The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome aboard to Cruise Radio, your home port for everything cruising and more. Subscribe to our newsletter and weekly radio show at cruiseradio.net.
From the Cruise One studios in Jacksonville, Florida, welcome to Cruise Radio. I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. On this show, international editor of Travel and Leisure magazine, Mark Orwell, returns with more travel scams.
Ever thought about circumnavigating the world? Cruise West president and CEO Dietmar Wertonzel talks with us about small ship sailing and the round the world trip with Cruise West. But first, ABC News published a piece on cruise booking tips, and Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, joins us. He's a regular contributor for ABC's Good Morning America, CNN, and CBS News. You can call him at 800-700-3881 or go to cruiseguy.com. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, guys.
Tip number one, Stuart, research online, but don't book via the web.
Well, you're never going to be sure you're going to get the best deal. There are senior discounts, resident discounts, military discounts, and discounts just because there are discounts. But what the cruise lines don't do is they don't load some of their best rates and last minute deals on the web. So research, but don't book online.
Number two, you have use a travel agent.
That's a no-brainer. I mean, when you call the cruise lines, they're never going to give you the most objective advice. They're going to tell you they're just as good as any other cruise line, and you're never going to be able to be sure that you got the right ship at the right price.
Be flexible with your dates.
Well, the cruise prices vary by sailing date, so if possible, check a few dates before and after your desired date because you want to make sure that you're getting the best rate and, again, the best cabin.
Book early, don't wait.
A lot of people think that by booking at the last minute, they're going to get the best deal, which is usually not the case. But what more importantly is that the available cabins, the selection and the location on the ships are usually really not very good at the end. So it's always better to book it early, and then if the prices go down, to get that adjustment.
We've had a few agents on the show giving a very convincing sell of this. Consider travel insurance.
Hey, listen, this is an investment of money and time, and it really should be protected because, providing protection against the cancellation policies also covers interruption and travel delay. And, I mean, I can certainly tell you it can come down to simply insuring your luggage, where I knew a guy that was on a Carnival cruise, and they put a forklift through his garment bag, and his Armani suit was ruined, if that's really what he had. But the bottom line was the cruise line's liability was $19, and if he had bought the insurance for $59, he would have been covered.
Now, what are these whoopee-doo deals?
Those are the deals that really don't have a whole lot of substance to them. There are so many deals this time of year where the cruise lines are trying to fill up their calendar year that they're offering all kinds of different offers. They could be cabin upgrades, shipboard credits, prepaid gratuities, shore excursions, free airfare, and my favorite, these value-added coupon books, so this way they don't have to lower their prices even further. So it's important to evaluate their deals based on the merits and not their hype.
Yeah, like what's some of the coupon books?
They tell you that they have a value maybe up to $200,000, but what some lines will do is they'll give you maybe a two-for-one by in their a la carte dining room, so you can go into a specialty restaurant right, and pay the cover charge for one and get the second one free. They could also offer you, free water with dinner, free oxygen with dinner. They may give you $3 off the purchase of a T-shirt if you buy a $50 shore excursion.
Wow.
Sweet.
If you spend $250 on photos, they'll give you three free 8x10s. But, of course, one of the things that people really love about the ships today is the Internet. So, here, if you buy 250 minutes of Internet time, they will give you 30 minutes free.
which is how long it takes to log on in the first place.
They also give you some access to the spa.
Yeah.
Which is very, very popular. And so here, you know, a couple can have a self-service massage. But the point is that they have these coupon books. It's all fine and dandy. The shipboard credits are great. But most importantly, make sure that you're getting the very best deal on the price to get on the ship. And don't worry about these little incidentals, because the cabin location, the type of cabin, and what you're paying cash up front makes a huge difference. And don't let people off light.
Thanks, man. If you'd like to read Stuart's full article on these cruise booking tips, go to cruiseradio.net.
He will be back at the end of the show for Hot Deals. Mark Orwall is the international editor for Travel and Leisure magazine and writes his own article, The Smart Traveler. He's back with more travel scams. Mark, welcome again.
Glad to be with you today, Matt.
So many love to shop in the duty-free shops. One here you list is the Zigzag.
Oh, this just happened last year to a British couple, as I recall. They were at the airport in Bangkok, and they were in the duty-free shop. Just browsing around, killing time between flights. The woman happened to pick up some product there. I forget if it was a bottle of wine or what have you. But anyway, she picked something up. She put it down some other place. They were walking around. Before you know it, a couple of cops came up to them, accused them of stealing one of the items from the duty-free shop. They arrested them, even though they didn't have any stolen goods on them, took them to jail. All of a sudden, a guy comes to you and visits you in jail and says, I'm an attorney, and for $1,000 or $2,000, I can fix this whole thing. You know, you're wiring your brother-in-law in Omaha and saying, hey, quick, send me $2,000 to get me out of this jail in Bangkok. It's a total scam. The cops are in on it. This lawyer is on it. They split the money between themselves.
Right.
It's an old trick. They call it the Zigzag. I don't even know what the derivation of it is. The fact is, if you are in a duty-free shop, or really any shop overseas, don't mess around. Don't pick things up, carry them around, set them down some other place. If you want to buy something, great. If you want to look at something, terrific. But be very, very careful and aware of the fact that if you're accused of a crime, you could end up in jail even though you're 100% innocent.
Reminds me of one of my favorite shows on the National Geographic Channel, Locked Up Abroad. And one thing I learned on that show is that the Philippines, apparently, is the top kidnapping and extortion spot in the world.
Beautiful country, wonderful, warm people, but it just goes to show you that it doesn't matter where you are, you always have to just be careful.
This scam sounds like a real bummer, because you think you're getting a nice little trinket, but it's the bracelet scheme.
You know, this is the one where someone, usually very charming, will walk up to you, and maybe they'll say, you look lost. Do you need directions? Or, oh my goodness, are you from out of town? Would you like some suggestions on some sights to see here in town? You know, you're sort of, you know, impressed that somebody would come up and be so friendly and offer their advice. Well, before you know it, and this happens, Matt, in Rome and in Paris and some other cities, before you know it, this person who a moment ago was smiling and offering you advice has tied a woven bracelet, a friendship bracelet sort of thing, tied it in a knot around your wrist, and says, that'll be $5. You go, what are you talking about? I don't want this thing. Get this off me. Well, you can't get it off. It's tied on tight. And they start saying that you're ripping them off. You're stealing their bracelet. Hey, you cheapskate, pay me. Why aren't you giving me the money for the bracelet you just bought? And most people get so embarrassed. They see people staring at them. They're in the middle of a scene. They don't want to be a part of a scene. So a lot of times what will happen is that the victim of this will just, you know, pull out €5 and say, fine, here, take the money, and they'll storm off.
Mark, we got to have you back, because I know there's plenty more scams to cover. For more, you can go to travelandleisure.com. He is Mark Orwall, the international editor, and you can find his article, Smart Traveler. Always excellent information. Mark, it's a real pleasure talking to you.
Thanks a lot.
Ever wonder what life is like working on a cruise ship? Recently, I sat down with piano entertainer Jason Davis from the Carnival Glory. Jason, welcome to Cruise Radio.
My pleasure, Doug.
What is life like on a cruise ship?
Well, you know what? It's awesome, man, and it's a slightly different perspective from what I do. You know, I'm doing the piano bar at nights, and during the day, you know, I just hang out with the people. But it's an awesome opportunity to get to travel meet a lot of people, and, you know, visit a lot of islands that we couldn't afford to go.
I picture, like, downstairs the crew quarters, kind of like Titanics and jigs and having a good time and, you know, fraternizing. Is it really like that down below the decks where the crew members are?
No, it's not. It's a strict policy down there, man. You know, you got to wear your name tag still. You got to be quiet because people are sleeping. And then, you know, you got a lot of people who work a lot of hours, so they're going to be sleeping. It's not like a giant party. Of course, they do have a crew lounge, but... you know, it's just where people chill and socialize. It's not like a giant frat party like what people think.
Right. What are the perks of working for Carnival?
The perks are, man, the traveling is awesome, man. And meeting some wonderful people is just priceless, man. And seeing some beautiful sunsets is a lot of the stuff. Plus getting paid, you know, doing stuff that you love, actually.
What are some of the things you miss being at sea all the time and not being on land?
The drawback is your personal life kind of suffers because you can't get to live a real life. You know, you can't pick up your girlfriend and go out on the weekend. You know, I have a 4-year-old son that I miss terribly all the time, you know, being gone. But it's just a job and somebody has to do it, you know.
When you're not on the ship, where do you reside?
I stay in Nashville. That's where they fly me in and out of.
Born and raised in Nashville?
No, born and raised in Jamaica.
Holla, there
not
you go.
Not Jamaica, Queens, but Jamaica, the island in the Caribbean. Yeah, 100%. I could show you, but they couldn't see it on the radio.
I hear you. We'll put a map up. Jason, thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes with me, man.
No problem, Doug. My pleasure, man.
Cruise Radio will return after these brief words.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number 1. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number 1 in cruising nationwide. Cruise One.
Yeah.
Cruise One.
And now back to Cruise Radio with your hosts, Matt Bassford and Doug Parker.
Have you ever considered cruising on a smaller ship? You may want to consider Cruise West, who now offers world cruises. Cruise West President and CEO Dietmar Wertonzel joins us. Hi, Dietmar.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm saying hello from beautiful Seattle in the state of Washington.
Very nice, but you are from...
Austria, in Vienna.
Yes. I've often wanted to go to the Mozart Festival.
Here we go.
That they have over there. And when is in the summer, I think.
That's right. Never too late.
I'm a big fan of Wolfgang.
Well, that's great. I love it.
First, please tell us, why should one consider cruising on Cruise West?
First of all, you know, our ships carry an average of 100 guests. So that means we could consider ourselves like in the hotel business, we are like a boutique cruise ship. And let me just briefly tell you why. First of all, you are exploring the world with like-minded guests. You know, small is beautiful in this case. And, you know, right now the trend in the cruise industry is to build 5,000 passengers cruise ships, and mainly, you know, their destination or resort by themselves. And in our case, we still believe, you know, that a small ship really gives you a feel of your private yacht taking you and exploring the world with your own private small ship. And then flexibility and spontaneity. For example, if you go to Venice, Italy, you know, if you, all the big ships are far, far out of Venice, of San Marco, Plaza San Marco, in the center of the city, we can go straight into the city. Not only in Venice, in St. Petersburg, in London, everywhere. So the advantage of a small ship is also we can take you right to the beach and use our Zodiacs.
That's one of the things y'all say repeatedly on the site is up close and personal.
One more thing is casual, too. You know, we don't have dress codes. We don't have big buffets. We don't have big production shows. You don't need a tuxedo. You come as you please, and mostly casual. You don't need to pack everything, so it's small ships. And our guests, they do appreciate the enrichment programs we provide by our expert exploration leaders, you know, and they really love a little more deeper experience of the destination. Cuisine is always important. We need to have good food, and most of our experience is also all-inclusive. The only thing we charge is the alcohol, because our guests tell us, you know, that this is one thing they like to handle it on their own, and everything else is included. Included the shore excursion when you go, you know, in every port we have the tours included, we have the tips included, all the extra fees, etc. So it's really no nickel and diming going on. It's no hidden cost. It's one cost up front.
Since Cruise West ships are smaller than most of the other cruise ships and cruise lines out there, how is stability for these ships?
First of all, you know, in our core fleet, when we go to Alaska, you know, Alaska in general, most of it is cruising in the Inside Passage.
Mm-hmm.
So we never really go out to exposed waters, which is terrific. One of the big differences for us is when you go up to Alaska and we see some killer whales or whales, we follow them. Mm-hmm. You know, on a big ship, you pass by and maybe somebody makes an announcement after the bingo. But in our case, that's what we do. We just stay close to the... it's like ocean safari.
So
you know,
cool.
Ocean safari in Alaska. But in Alaska, it's not an issue at all because it's all protected waters. When it comes to international, like the Spirit of Oceanis, you know, she's a modern cruiser. She has stabilizers. But the good news is when we do it, you know, we have picked the worldwide itinerary. So we leave in March from Singapore and go west. So the plan was definitely for us to be at the best time at the best areas in the world, so always when the weather's supposed to be the nicest.
Now, what made Cruise West decide to offer the world cruises?
We started out in Alaska. We have most of our ships in summertime there, but then in the travel business, you need new destinations. And so, you know, for us to get our guests back and generate repeat customers or past guests, we need to offer more destinations.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our guests, they go to Alaska, but Alaska is maybe not a repeat destination. You do it once. It's like a bucket list, you know. You want to do the Inside Passage on a small ship, but then, hey, what's next? So therefore, we decided, you know, to offer similar destinations which fit to our exploration mindset, which is Galapagos, European river cruising. And then on our international ship, we take you to the most fascinating destination in terms of small ships companies doing, like, you know, some of them are also bigger cities, but how we do it, you know, and how we show it to you due to the small ship and 120 guests, all inclusive, is very unique.
How long are the world cruises?
It's the only reason we call it a world cruise is because the ship is always moving. We don't repeat a destination.
Huh.
And so basically we are circumnavigating a whole year from Singapore back to Singapore, and that's 335 days.
Wow.
But if you wanted to stay on the ship from Singapore to Singapore, you could, though.
Yeah, you could, and we have three guests who are doing that, actually.
Oh, wow.
How much does that cost, if I may ask?
About $240,000.
Wow.
Interesting.
That's not bad.
No.
All inclusive.
We hear a lot about the pirate, like, hijackings in the news. Is that something that passengers, if they're doing, like, the round-the-world trip, is it something they should be concerned about?
Well, you know, it's a fair question, and, you know, obviously it has been definitely a lot talked about it and there are issues. In our case, you know, we are staying, that's when we did our itinerary, we are trying to avoid, you know, the open sea and the open waters there, and we're going to Oman and then Dubai, and then we follow the coastline, which is very much protected by the European Union and mm-hmm. Marine Navy ships. And that's pretty safe, and we're constantly in contact with the State Department, and they know exactly where we are at any given time.
What's the demo that are cruising Cruise West mostly?
The demo, you know, I would say it's 55 plus.
Right, right.
So early baby boomers and still, you know, a little bit matured audience.
What's so awesome is all of your ships are so different and unique. You know, it's not like the cookie cutter same thing with
true.
The bigger
yeah,
cruise line.
Yeah, we are really, each one is a destination by itself. Each ship has its own heritage
totally.
Character. But, you know, it's the Cruise West style and there's certain signature characteristics which we have, which is up close, casual, and personal.
Very good. CEO of Cruise West, Mr. Dietmar Wertunzel.
Excellent.
One last thing I'd love for you to say is, I'll be back.
I'll be back.
a little more Austrian.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Have a good one, Dietmar. Thank you.
You too, guys.
This is your cruise news. The cruise industry is mourning the passing of Douglas Holman McGarvey Sr., who died February 4th in Miami following a long battle with cancer. Holman McGarvey was a maritime consultant and former cruise line executive, having founded and served as president and CEO of two cruise lines, Sea Venture Cruises and Tropicana Cruises. He was a senior vice president with Cunard Line for 13 years, a part of the launch team for Regency Cruises, a partner and president for Cuisine Souvide, a Vermont food manufacturing company, and founder and president of Royal Tahitian Cruises and International Maritime Group. Douglas Holman McGarvey was 68. The Carnival Fascination was recently in dry dock for repairs and renovations. Doug Parker has the full report.
The 2052-passenger Carnival Fascination resumes its year-round 4 and 5 day schedule from Jacksonville, Florida today, following a $34 million dry dock renovation that included an expansive new water park, an adults-only retreat, redesigned main pool area, and 98 balcony rooms added to the ship's existing configuration. Now, these renovations are part of the cruise line's $350 million Evolutions of Fun refurbishment program. Here's cruise director Trevor Block.
The last major renovation we had was before I joined the ship. I joined the ship March of 2007 when we were a 3 and 4 day vessel in Miami. In January 2007 of that year was our last major refurbishing. So every 3 years, it's, you know, I mean, you have cars on land, people go in for tune-ups, and so we're no different from that.
The Carnival Fascination operates Jacksonville's only year-round cruise schedule and hit record numbers for 2009 with over 185,000 passengers. And with the ship sailing year-round from Jacksonville, that means jobs for the local economy.
Look around us. There are people working in this terminal. They are checking people's tickets. They are helping people through the embarkation process. They are loading their baggage, and they are keeping the area secure. Lots and lots of people working today on a cruise day.
That was Nancy Rubin, Director of Port Communications for the Jacksonville Port Authority. Broadcasting from the cruise terminal in Jacksonville, Florida, Doug Parker, Cruise Radio.
And that is your cruise news. For more, go to cruiseradio.net. One of the many things we do here is save you money, and since we're all addicted to our cell phones, it seems, it can get a little pricey at sea. First, I think we should have Doug share his experience not too long ago on a cruise to the Bahamas. And when he got back, what happened there, Doug?
A lot of calls, a lot of text, and a $580 bill.
And alcohol had nothing to do with this.
No, not at all.
No. But certainly, Doug, you had to have been aware that you probably would have some extra charges, but you didn't know the roaming charges would be that high.
Exactly. And I didn't know the whole cellular at sea thing at that point either. The ship satellite, whatever system.
You knew not of those cellular at sea ways.
Did not.
That's why we have an AT&T rep here on the phone with us. And most everybody these days, it's kind of like Mac PC. That's two worlds in the cell phones. You got an iPhone or BlackBerry.
Right.
You got some people with the other cheap phones, but most people are sporting the iPhones or the BlackBerries. If you get a call at sea and you don't answer it, will you get charged a roaming charge?
If your phone is turned on and you do not answer it, and someone leaves you a voicemail, you will get charged an international roaming rate for them leaving you a voicemail, even though you didn't answer it.
Right. And then what about receiving a text?
If you do not have a texting plan with your local carrier, or say with AT&T, I can't speak for other carriers, but with AT&T, if you have no texting plan and you're traveling abroad, you're getting charged 50 cents for incoming text. If you have a texting plan, incoming texts will fall off of that plan. So if you have unlimited text, you can receive texts all day long, unlimited,
gotcha,
wherever you're at. But if you don't, you'll get charged.
Now, if you text, and let's say you have an iPhone, you've got your unlimited plan, data plan. If you make a text with that iPhone,
you're going to get, or any phone, you're going to get charged 50 cents a text.
50 cents a text, okay.
And if you do a picture message, it's a dollar outgoing.
Oh, my Lord. I mean, that's not bad at all.
But to answer your other part of that question about calling,
yeah,
if your phone is turned off and someone calls you and leaves you a voicemail, you do not get charged anything unless you pick it up and check your voicemail.
Gotcha. So, now, then that brings us to the very important button, which I know and enjoy, and some people aren't even aware that there is this button, but it's called airplane mode. Tell everybody about that.
Airplane mode basically shuts off any kind of data and cellular usage on your phone. All you can do with the phone is use it for an iPod, play the games that you have stored on there, but you cannot access any kind of cellular network or data network at all.
That's probably the safest thing you can do.
Absolutely right.
And to clarify, text plans are different from data plans, right?
Yeah, data and unlimited plans are strictly for data, but they're separate charges for texting. So if you have an unlimited texting plan, you don't get charged for anything incoming. Outgoing is still an international rate.
Which brings me to our next question. What about international calling plans?
Yeah, international calling plans, there's two different ways you can do it. One's a standard rate where there's no monthly fee. You pick up your phone. You have to have the provision on your account, which is free through customer service. If you pick up your phone and use it, you'll get charged a per-minute rate depending on where you're at. For example, cruise ships, it's a $249 flat rate. That's the cost for a cruise ship.
Wow.
Can you get a partial, if you wanted to do like a monthly deal, couldn't you get a partial or prorated just for the week you're gone and then deactivate it once you return?
You can, but you're still going to get charged that per-minute rate depending where you're at. But there's a feature called World Traveler where it's $5.99 a month. It gives you a discounted rate per minute when you're traveling abroad. But cruise ships, there's no discounted rates. It's $2.49 a minute no matter what. But say, for example, you go to Italy and you want to make a lot of calls, you add a $6 feature to your account, you get a discounted rate per minute rather than paying the full cost per minute if you don't have the World Traveler feature.
Does the World Traveler feature include data, too, like as far as checking your email from your phone and such?
No, that's just strictly voice calling. There's also international data plans for Blackberries, for iPhones, but going data international from your handheld is extremely expensive. Your best bet is to, if your phone has Wi-Fi, is to use Wi-Fi hotspots or internet cafes that has Wi-Fi hotspots while you're traveling abroad.
Now, in regards to calling cards, those seem to be a pretty good deal. I bought a Sprint calling card where I can call Europe, my friends in London, and even my girlfriend took it to Italy and was able to call from Italy to the United States, and it worked fine. But when I took that very same card to the West Caribbean, did not work.
If you're buying calling cards from the U.S., like going to Walmart or somewhere and buying
right.
international calling cards, that's calling from the U.S. to those countries. It's not for international roaming.
Well, see, it was interesting because my girlfriend was able to use it. I gave her one, and she went to Italy, and she was able to call to the U.S. on it.
Yeah, there's different ones, but 99% of the ones that you're buying here, you have to buy those online.
Gotcha.
From companies who sell international calling cards while you buy them before you travel.
Because you're probably going to pay more if you get to the islands and you buy a calling card at one of those gift shops, you're probably going to pay a little bit more.
Yeah, or depending where you go, I mean, AT&T is a GSM network, which is the global standard everywhere else in the world. They use GSM.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's cheaper just to buy a prepaid phone while you're over there because anything from the, depending on the company, a lot of them have incoming calls from the U.S. for free. And if you call the U.S. from Italy or wherever you're at, it's like 7 to 10 cents a minute. So it's cheap getting that company. And you'll get a temporary phone number. Just like customers here in the U.S., when they travel abroad to the U.S., they come to AT&T or wherever and buy a prepaid account for a month or 2 weeks, as long as they're here for.
Of course, you can find out more at AT&T.com. And now, Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, has got the hot deals.
Right now, Celebrity has a phenomenal deal on April 25th on the Infinity. And what it's doing is it's going from Fort Lauderdale to San Francisco, stopping in Montego Bay, Cartagena, Colombia, goes through the canal, Punta Arenas, Huatulco, Puerto Vallarta, Cabo San Lucas. The prices were from $41.99 per person, and we can now get it from just $15.99, including air from select U.S. gateways and one-night hotel. That's one. Number two is one of my favorite ships, and I keep talking about it, but it is really spectacular, and that is Celebrity Solstice. A lot of people don't know that this ship is going to be year-round out of Fort Lauderdale.
It's beautiful.
And it really, really is a five-star ship. There's really nothing like it, except it's two sister ships. But $24.99 was the starting price. Now, the price for the balcony had been reduced to $8.49. I'm finding pricing right now as low as $7.99 for February, March, April, and May departures. And again, that's a balcony cabin.
And most of the rooms and most of the cabins on that ship are balcony rooms, right?
85% of the cabins on board Celebrity Solstice, Equinox, and our upcoming Eclipse have verandas.
That's awesome.
So when you're looking at what some of the other lines are offering, this ship just smokes most of these big ships. It's 122,000. It holds 2,850 passengers. It does not feel that big.
Later, Stuart. Thanks, man.
Hey, my pleasure. Have a good day.
Once again, you can call Stuart the Cruise Guy at 800-700-3881 or go to cruiseguy.com.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, search Cruise Radio on iTunes or check out cruiseradio.net.
For some great advertising opportunities, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Advertise. Book your next travel at CruiseOne.com. From the Cruise One studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.